Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Wikipedia page for Operation Snow White, Part 2 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that you can learn more crazy stories like this one. Now, we're not going to be able to read the entire article, so we're going to start with aftermath and trial.
Yes, indeed. Let's do it.
Aftermath and trial. Meisner and Wolf were given cover stories by the Guardian's office. On the last day of June, Gerald Wolf was arrested. Wolf was charged with, quote, the use and possession of a forged official pass of the United States. The day after Wolf's arrest, Mary Sue Hubbard wrote a letter to Wigan ordering him to keep her abreast of the situation. Hubbard also conversed with Mo Budlong and Richard Wigan about Wolf's arrest, cover story, and subsequent plan to destroy evidence linking Wolf and Meisner to Scientology.
At the end of July, a judge decided that the case against Wolf warranted an investigation by a grand jury. A week later, the judge issued an arrest warrant for Meisner, who at the time was being hidden in L.A. The FBI was able to connect him to Scientology. By January 1977, it was becoming increasingly likely that Scientology would be unable to escape Operation Snow White without serious penalty. Though Meisner was still hiding, he was growing increasingly anxious about the situation. By April, Meisner wanted to surrender to authorities. Meisner was quickly put under the control of several guards.
On May 13th, Gerald Wolf entered a guilty plea. Later in the month, Meisner escaped his captors, only to be convinced to rejoin the GO the following day.
Poor Meisner. In June, Wolf, after being sentenced to probation and community service, testified before the grand jury. Instead of the truth, Wolf told the latest incarnation of his cover story. Several days later, Meisner would again escape his captors, though this time he would contact the FBI. Meisner was eventually taken to Washington, where he agreed to plead guilty to a 5-year conspiracy felony and cooperate with the grand jury.
On July 8th, the FBI raided Church of Scientology locations in Los Angeles, Hollywood, and Washington, D.C. The Los Angeles raid involved 156 FBI agents, the most that had ever been used in a single raid. It lasted 21 hours and filled a 16-ton truck with documents and other items.
The raids turned up documentation of not only the group's illegal activities against the United States government, but also illegal activities carried out against other perceived enemies of Scientology. These included Operation Freakout, a conspiracy to frame author Paulette Cooper on false bomb threat charges and conspiracies to frame Gabe Cazares, mayor of Clearwater, Florida, on false hit-and-run charges. The papers also revealed that Sir John Foster, author of the official UK government inquiry into Scientology, and Lord Balliol, who had requested the report, were targets along with the National Association for Mental Health and World Federation for Mental Health. Wow.
Comparing the FBI to the Gestapo, the church declared that all the files seized from the church were taken illegally. Though the FBI produced a 40-plus page affidavit detailing 160 specific items they were looking for.
By July 20th, 13 days after the raid, a Washington judge ruled that the documents should be returned, at least temporarily, to the church and that none of the documents could be shared with branches of the government unless that specific branch was investigating Scientology. Scientology's lawyers had successfully argued that in order to prepare for an August 8th hearing on the legality of the raid, they must be able to see the documents. By July 27th, the judge in Washington had ruled the warrant authorizing the raid was too broad and as such violated the church's Fourth Amendment rights. In August, this ruling would be overturned, with Scientology promising to take the case to the Supreme Court, which would, early in the next year, refuse to hear the case.
In August 1978, 11 high-ranking members of Scientology were indicted on 28 charges. One of the indicted was Mary Sue Hubbard, wife of Scientology's creator L. Ron Hubbard. The other 10 were Gerald Wolfe, Cindy Raymond, Henning Helt, Duke Snyder, Gregory Willardson, Richard Wigan, Mitchell Herman, Sharon Thomas, Jane Kember, and Mo Budlong. Kendrick Moxon and L. Ron Hubbard were named unindicted co-conspirators. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you come up with your list of unindicted co-conspirators.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thank you for listening to that message. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but Meisner was not in that list.
No, he was not.
What happened?
I don't know.
Over the course of the investigation, the Church of Scientology attempted to have a judge removed and subpoenaed almost 150 federal agents in what appeared to be a large stalling scheme. The church also offered several shifting explanations for their actions. Ultimately, these tactics failed, and the defendants agreed to a plea deal.
7 of the 11 members of the Guardian's office pleaded guilty to just a single count of conspiracy to obstruct justice. One more pleaded guilty to a similar charge, and a 9th pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. The Scientologists were allowed to argue for the suppression of the government's evidence. The remaining 2 Scientologists were in England, pending extradition.
On December 6, 1979, some 5 years after Operation Snow White began, it officially came to an end. 5 of the Scientologists were sentenced to 4 years in jail, with 4 of the convicted being taken immediately. Mary Sue Hubbard, wife of L. Ron Hubbard, was sentenced to 5 years. Each of the 6 faced a fine of $10,000. The next day, the 4 remaining Scientologists were sentenced. 3 of the 4 faced a fine of $10,000 and 5 years in jail. The 4th was fined $1,000 and sent to jail for 6 months. Upon release, Mary Sue Hubbard was given 5 years of probation and community service. All of the Scientologists immediately appealed, but the verdicts were confirmed.
In November 1980, the two remaining Scientologists, Jane Kember and Mo Budlong, were finally convicted on 9 counts of aiding and abetting burglary in connection with break-ins at government offices and were sentenced to 6 years.
Kember and Budlong had claimed political asylum in the UK, arguing that they should not be extradited to the US because the burglaries had political objectives. Their application against extradition was denied by the British High Court on the grounds that it did not fall within the political offense exception to the Extradition Act 1870. Mr. Justice Griffiths said, quote, "I am unable to accept the organizing burglaries for the purpose of identifying persons in government offices hostile to the Scientologists, or for the purpose of gaining an advantage in litigation, or even for the wider purpose of refuting false allegations, thus enabling a better image of the Church of Scientology to be projected to the public, comes anywhere near being an offense of a political character within the meaning of the Extradition Act." The applicants did not order these burglaries to take place in order to challenge the political control or government of the United States. They did so to further the interests of the Church of Scientology and its members, and in particular, the interests of Ron L. Hubbard. He said his name wrong? It's L. Ron Hubbard.
Mystery.
The founder of Scientology. In my view, it would be ridiculous to regard the applicants as political refugees seeking asylum in this country, and I reject the submission that these were offenses of a political character.
Involved parties: Mary Sue Hubbard, Cindy Raymond, Gerald Bennett Wolfe, Henning Helt, Duke Snyder, Gregory Willardson, Richard Wigand, Mitchell Herman, Sharon Thomas, Jane Kember, and Mo Budlong. All high-ranking Scientologists were convicted. Prison sentences were as long as 6 years, though no defendant served that amount. L. Ron Hubbard was named by federal prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator and went into hiding for the rest of his life.
What?
Wow.
What? I didn't know that part.
Me neither.
Effect of the scandal. The church has been reluctant to discuss the operation's details. Typical statements by members and operatives are often vague comments saying that the Guardian's office, GO, had been infiltrated and set up to fail in its mission to protect the church, that those involved were purged from the church, without detailing what actually happened, although it has been suggested many of those involved and purged remained in important positions of power within the church. Church spokespersons on the internet and elsewhere have been known to claim that the operatives had done nothing more serious than steal photocopy paper.
Operation Snow White extended to Canada and resulted in legal proceedings against the church.
By 1990, all 11 defendants in Operation Snow White were free.
Wow.
Man.
And that's where it ends.
Yeah, this page delivered.
It sure did.
Yeah, this just read like just the craziest story. Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I hope that this was a positive contribution to all y'all's Wiki Listen weekends.
Yes, as do I. Anyway, incredibly weird story. I wanted to read it, and I guess we did.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Operation Snow White, Part 2 of 2. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your ability to get out of jail early.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.